Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Devil Radio, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the conviction phase of the impeachment process, the trial. I'll tell you what, it's pretty ugly in the Republican Party right now. In the aftermath of this, the party is splitting right in two, anti-Trump, pro-Trump. And the anti-Trump isn't just anti-Trump, it's let this get this clown out of here. 57 senators, including seven Republicans, voted to convict him of inciting an insurrection. And then subsequently, they would have barred him from holding office again. 57% of the Senate. There's a split within the Senate. There's a split between the state parties and the Senate and the House. And we're going to go into that right now. First of all, the minute that vote came in, there was a stabbing free-for-all. The Sharks and the Jets in the Republican Party, everybody pulled out a knife and went after everybody else. I'm going to go into a little bit who knifed whom. Immediately, and this is the sad thing, this is farce. Start out with the farce. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon queen from Georgia, immediately stabbed Jaime Herrera Butler. Marjorie Taylor Greene serves on no committees because the House of Representatives removed her. Kevin McCarthy wouldn't remove her. The House of Representatives removed her, including some Republicans. You can't have somebody that urges the assassination of the Speaker of the House, which she did. You can't have somebody that urged the assassination of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, as she did. You can't have somebody that says they are with QAnon, and then they beat the living daylights out of her, and she comes on and says, well, not anymore. That's all she said, is not anymore. You can't have somebody who stalks an 18-year-old kid from Parkland, the high school where they were massacred. He watched his classmates get gunned down, and he goes to Washington to talk about the issue, and she's stalking him from behind, 18-year-old kid. He doesn't know what to do. And she's being videoed for campaign video. She is as phony as a $3 bill, okay? Anyway, she attacks Jaime Herrera Butler. Who's Jaime Herrera Butler? That's a Republican conservative congresswoman from the state of Washington with integrity, voted to impeach, and also reported the conversation between Kevin McCarthy and Trump, where Kevin McCarthy was shouting at him, you've got to stop this insurrection. They're going to try to kill Mike Pence. He's on the run. He had to be removed. And Trump goes, well, Kevin, apparently you're more upset about this. They're more upset about this election than you are. So Marjorie Taylor Greene says, well, Jaime Herrera Butler never should have said that to people. She should have kept it secret. So that's the first stabbing. By the way, there is a poll that came out, a good one, right afterwards. 71% of the United States, including both parties, everybody, think that Trump is responsible, either in whole or in part, for the insurrection. And that includes almost 50% of Republicans. And then about 50% of everybody, including Republicans and Democrats, think that Trump should have been convicted and not permitted to run again. So that's the reality of what's going on. But is Marjorie Taylor Greene the only Republican who stabbed somebody back and forth? No, we're going to go through it right now. That party is not going to come out of this in the next 4 years intact. Immediately after the vote, Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, gave a very good speech about what had happened, that 57 senators knew there was an insurrection, and the rest of them said, well, he had either a First Amendment right to say it or that somehow it was unconstitutional to impeach somebody that left office. Nobody in that Senate says it didn't happen. Nobody. So McConnell gives a weaselly lock him up speech. And he goes, what Trump did is wrong. He can still be subject to criminal prosecution, civil lawsuits. It was a dereliction of his duty. He gave essentially the impeachment manager speech. That's what he did. And then at the end, he goes real weaselly, like, well, the reason I voted not to convict is because, you know, he can be criminally prosecuted and he's not president anymore and blah, blah, blah. And he mumbles in the microphone. But McConnell stabs Trump. McConnell stabbed Trump right after the insurrection, saying that Trump was responsible. He said that back right after the insurrection. So McConnell is on a bad list with some people, but don't you think he's a good guy? He's not a good guy. He said these things to pander to his donors. And what he slyly did was dump it on Biden. He's going, well, if he did anything wrong, I'm sure the Justice Department will prosecute him. And then in 2022, they'll go around with videos saying Biden is weak on doing something on Trump. Honestly, that's what's going on. Pandering to donors, a lot of the big companies and big donors will not give to anybody who supported Trump in this controversy. Anybody who voted not to impeach him or not to convict him is getting no money from some of the biggest donors in the party. Biggest donors in the party. Moscow Mitch is trying to soothe it with them and dump the hot potato onto Biden. So when you look, you know, this guy has a mask of a face. I don't know. It looks like a fake face. I don't know what he really looks like. The guy gets up there and there's no emotion in it, no credibility, no integrity. And he gave one of these, well, it's terrible and Trump did it, but I didn't vote to convict him. You know, basically donors give us money again and let's stick it on Biden. That's what happened. Immediately, Wormwood, crooked little Lindsey Graham stabs McConnell. Wormwood wants to be Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, the majority leader in the next sense, and minority now. Immediately, read Julius Caesar by Shakespeare. A tu, Brute. A knife goes in McConnell's back. From Wormwood, from crooked little Lindsey Graham. Knife goes right in his back. Then, immediately that day, the Louisiana Republican Party voted to censure the executive committee, Bill Cassidy, their senator, for voting to convict Trump. And back in 1989, they did not vote to censure David Duke, who was a Nazi leader and who was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. That's a real great party down there in Louisiana, that Republican Party. That's a real great party. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.